There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The secret to catching prizeworthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Black money had a child. The damn thing wasn't mine. I said, it was not mine. Whoa, Black Betty. Whoa, Black Betty.
That's it?
Yeah, I was preoccupied.
Yeah?
Yep.
I see it. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country, no matter where you are, making us a part of your Thursday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We'll be taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do so live from the TireRack.com studios, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack. The way tire buying should be. So happy Tournament Thursday. The NCAA tournament tips off later on today. Apologies to the teams who participated in the play-in games, but the tournament really starts later on this morning or afternoon, depending on where you're at. But we do have live professional action going on in the world of sports. It's Major League Baseball. It's game two of the opener from South Korea with the Padres and the Dodgers. If you are just tuning in, Live Bet Jesus appeared a short time ago.
He did.
It's been a long time.
Showed up.
He made a pick. He's got the Padres minus 2.5.
It's already 5-2, right? And, so they come back, what, one run?
And so, so of course, right on cue, the bottom half of the very same inning that he made the pick, the Dodgers
are
now.
Let's go, babe. Let's go, Dodgers. Let's go, Dodgers.
Why so disrespectful?
Let's go, Dodgers. Put this loser where he belongs.
I just don't understand. Woo! I mean, but it is funny that we bring up gambling.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Well, Shohei Ohtani finds himself in a little bit of a mess. Uh-oh. All right, there's a problem. And
what's the problem?
Well, according to the LA Times, his interpreter is being accused of massive theft of the Dodgers star, stealing millions from him in order to place bets with an illegal bookmaker. And the bookmaker is a guy by the name of Matthew Bauer of Orange County, is the target of a federal investigation. The interpreter has been working with Ohtani since 2017. He was promptly fired by the Dodgers yesterday. And the interpreter is kind of given different accounts of what actually happened, which makes this whole thing kind of strange. It started with him saying that, well, you know, he gave me the money to help cover gambling debts. And then and he to try and help me get out of those debts, I saw a number around $4.5 million. Like, he was really, really gambling, like really getting after it. And then it was, they turned into, well, he didn't know that it was for gambling debts, and it was for, we think that he's this money's been stolen from him. There's just been a lot of things that don't really
add up. Do you feel like Shohei is involved?
Is this a cover-up?
Yeah.
Is that basically what you're asking? Do you think it's a cover-up?
Is that what you're asking?
Gut feeling.
What's your gut feeling?
I think that Shohei Ohtani was trying to be a good friend, and then I think they realized when it was a little too late, hey, man, like, if you know this guy's got gambling debts and he's gambling on sports, probably a bad look that you're bailing the guy out and helping him out. And now they want to come back after the fact and say, well, he was unaware of all this and this money was stolen from him. How could the money be stolen from you if it was,
if
like
he gave it to him?
Exactly. Like, that's the part where it doesn't
I feel like there's a greater likelihood this is a complete cover-up. And I have no basis for saying that outside of, if there was one person in this situation who you could say, well, who could have just been placing the bets for Shohei, it'd be this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one person that would end up being the fall guy in that scenario.
Oh, there it is. There's that term. I mean, at least he executed it to perfection, if that's what it is.
Y'all got a crew?
Everybody need a fall guy.
Find a fall guy.
Am I wrong? I mean, maybe there's someone else in his life, but it sounds like the way this thing was set up, if Shohei had a gambling problem, this would be the guy that you would put it on. I mean, he's the perfect person to kind of say. So it's hard to ultimately know, but you've got a once in a generation talent, and if there was, you know, if he was involved, I mean, this would be the guy to take the fall for him if that was the case. Obviously, there's nothing that states that it is that, but there's nothing that states that it's not either. Yeah. I mean, we really don't know. It's early on this scenario, but I'm just saying, if there was a fall guy to take the rap, take the blame, this would be the perfect person for it.
$4 million. Is a lot of scratch.
$4.5 million, isn't it?
$4.5 million, a lot of scratch. But with that being said, $4.5 million in a situation like this.
Because if you're the interpreter, how are you gambling that much?
Right.
This guy's not. He's not getting paid that much to be an interpreter.
Or is he?
I think he's getting. I saw the number between $300,000 and $500,000 a year.
Well, that's not enough. So how are you betting $4 million? So there's your first.
I mean, unless he racked up some interest, in which, you know, there's a.
I mean, there
more penal interest for those of you who understands the that process.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, they charge interest by the day.
All I know is $4 million, and it's like, oh, it came out of Shohei, and it was. I would say it's more likely to me that it was stolen versus him doing it, like him being the one that's placing these bets or giving the money, making it available for him to place those bets.
Did Shohei say he was aware, though?
I don't know.
Because he thought he was bailing him out of whatever issue?
Yeah, like that. Well, that's where this gets a little odd. Like, the interpreter was made available for an interview because the LA Times have been doing a deep dive on this, and people started to catch wind on this. And then, like, some of the answers didn't add up. And they're like, so wait a second. So Shohei knew that you were gambling and knew that you had a debt and gave you the money that he knew was for gambling debts to cover you on this. And then Shohei's camp kind of figured out, oh, that's not good. Like, if I didn't immediately part ways with the guy after I found out that he had been taking money from me and gambling, if that story was true. And I think that's where they kind of said, oh, boy, we got to fix this. No. It was a massive theft. And we are working, you know, hand in hand with the authorities, and we're going to turn everything over to them so they know that everything's on the up and up. I just think that they thought they had the messaging together, only to realize the optics of this aren't great.
Well, the optics of it are even worse if that's what you did based off of the optics of it initially. Like, if you come back out and you change the narrative after that's already been put out there by your camp, if that's what indeed happened, that's worse optics. That's worse to change the story now. It's worse.
It's like, and also the other part of this too, like, if, and I know Shohei's got a lot of money, but if you were just helping a guy out with gambling debts, like, hey man, I'll cover the, like, I just, how do you lose that much money and not account for that much money and not, like, just, that's why part of this just doesn't
add up.
Yeah, like, it, and then the best part is, you know, the interpreter comes out and he says, well, I just want everybody to know Shohei had no involvement on this. He's never gambled on anything. And then it also goes on to state that he bet on the NFL, college football, NBA, international soccer. But just be clear, not Major League Baseball. I want to make this quick point on this. If you were that far in the hole, you would turn to what you know. And the idea that this guy was that far in the hole with a direct connection to a Major League Baseball star wouldn't go to that route to try and make up some of this that he lost, I find hard to believe.
You can have a direct connection to a guy by being his interpreter. How do you have a direct connection to his bank account?
Thank you.
That's like, to me, that's where this kind of...
Are you guys eventually going to come around to what I said? Because I feel like that's where this is,
yeah,
right? We
up.
Know that in America, in sports, in betting, it's a no-no. One of the greatest of all time cannot get in the Hall of Fame because Pete Rose gambled on games. We know this for a fact, right?
Yeah.
And it's held him out of the Hall of Fame. Shohei Ohtani is one of the greatest players we've ever seen. He's been in the Major League Baseball for what, 3 years now, since 2021?
He's been in MLB longer than that, I think, because he was brought, the interpreter was brought in 2017.
Okay. So anyway, the thing is, I think as far as where he's kind of hit it big, it was about a few years ago where he started to play at that high of a level. I feel like, I don't feel like he's been in for that long, has he?
Maybe he's, I don't know, whatever.
I think his rookie season was like 2018.
Okay. Fair enough.
But look, there's different cultures. Like, gambling in other cultures is not frowned upon in any way, shape, or form. In America, it's obviously being embraced now more than ever. But I was asked this the other day, thinking, what's been the biggest change since you've worked in broadcasting? I said, gambling. 10 years ago, when I first started, you couldn't talk about anything on air. Tony Romo, at that point in time, was being condemned for trying to hold a fantasy tournament out in Vegas, and he couldn't do it. And 10 years later, we have teams in Las Vegas. We have gambling sponsors and partnerships. It's an entirely different world. And so that's America. In some cultures, it's existed for decades. It's always been a part of it. And I think there's the potential for that disconnect. There's the potential for a lot of things. It seems odd that he would have this much knowledge on a guy who had access apparently to his bank accounts and his money, and he could be placing that high a volume of bets on all sorts of different sports. And I think the concern and scare is that this is a future Hall of Fame player who could be implicated into something that could keep him out of the Hall of Fame. And that's a big knock on baseball and just the reach of baseball. Think about where they're playing right now.
Yep.
In Korea. I mean, this is in large part due to the way the Dodgers have constructed their roster with more of an international group of players that have that sort of reach. They wouldn't be there otherwise.
I mean, he's one of the great talents we've ever seen.
Ever. And since the game was invented.
Yeah. And so to have this.
How much y'all think that they're paying the interpreter to never talk?
I don't know, man.
Regardless of what the truth is, if he's covering up, if it's a scandal, if it's not a scandal, if he stole it. What? I mean, put it to you like this. Doesn't
Dodgers
he go.
Score two runs.
Yeah, they did.
God.
The Padres did.
Yeah, Padres.
Padres.
Hey, listen,
Padres.
So if great for a theft as large as this, that's a federal offense.
Yeah.
He's doing some serious time if this is him and it's him acting alone
and
on doing this.
It should be noted this is all connected to a bigger investigation that involves Yasiel Puig, former Dodger, former Major League Baseball player. So it's not like it's just, well, it's a bunch of degenerate gamblers and one player happens to be caught up in this. It's like, no, there's another baseball player involved too. Like there's...
Like, this is who they were placing their bets with.
I just want, like, while this is going on, how does Major League Baseball handle this? Because they've got to do some digging and do their research. Like, can you just send Ohtani out there with all of this happening?
Yes,
and
you just have
to. All right. But,
I mean, yes, you have to. I mean, the NFL would put him on the exempt list.
Yeah,
that's what they
did in the NFL when stuff like this was going on.
And if you're going to be as grandstandy as Major League Baseball is, to where you come out after the fact when you know guys were on the gas, and then say, "Oh, you condemn them and say they're never allowed in our Hall
the
of Fame."
But yet you let him play all them.
Oh,
games.
Of course. Yeah, like, hey, just look the other way, guys. Like you doctored baseballs in home run derby so they would fly farther. You wanted the ratings up, so you let guys do whatever they could do, and then after the fact, you go, "Oh, we had no knowledge of anything like that," and then you tell, as Brady pointed out, Pete Rose can't get into the Hall of Fame. The guy's having
carrying the game.
He's having to sling autographs at the forum shops at Caesar's Palace in Vegas to try and make a living, and then you want to condemn him for, like, you can't take that approach and then just say, "Well, we're going to wait until the investigation's over, but keep on playing." It's like that part. I don't know how they go through this and try and sell this to everybody as, "Hey, don't worry about it. We'll get this figured out in due time. But while we're at it, let our best player and most popular player in the entire sport go ahead and
just keep playing
games.
It's whole like, career."
The interpreter.
So
like,
what do you really think then, Jonas? Because you keep leading to thinking that maybe it could be something else.
Because I don't want to sit here and claim that show. Look, if he's
no one's claiming that, but I think
Q
off the possibilities, right. You can, like, this would be the perfect guy who would be the fall guy for this scenario.
Yes, I think that they sent him out to talk, and when he talked, people said, "So what you're saying is that, like, if this is being honest, that Shohei Ohtani wired money to a known bookie to cover gambling debts."
Right.
Well, yeah.
It's 9-2
like,
right now.
Like, that's a problem.
Well, I bet Jesus in trouble, dog.
Speaking, no,
he's going to win.
What do you mean?
He's
He
took the Padres.
Oh, okay.
That's why it was -130, -150.
He took +2, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
-2.5.
-2.
Right.
Now the Padres are up 7.
They're up. Yeah, they're up 7. I got you. So the Dodgers got some work to do. I've never been a bigger Dodgers fan this moment right now.
I mean, where is Ohtani? Is he? They got a slot machine in the dugout or something? I just want to make sure he's paying attention to the game. But it is. I mean, if you were Major League Baseball, would you like put him on an exempt list and suspend him, or would you just say you just let him keep playing?
Let it go until it plays out. Let the law. We're not the law.
All right.
That's out of our jurisdiction.
Watch.
That's out of our jurisdiction.
Well.
Once we know more, once there's more that's there, then you make a decision, but not until then.
By the way, the Major League Baseball is going to Vegas soon, so this is, you know, everything's fine. We're all good here.
There you go.
Tell you what else is good.
What else is good?
Tractor Supply Store.
That's sure enough.
And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. Fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register. Fill out your bracket and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and is presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels. Coming up next year, though, we could have a brand new NFL coming up very, very soon. We'll tell you why that is. That's next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that
wait,
one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what? Forget
this.
Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up in about 20 minutes from now, we are going to celebrate one of the all-time greats in the NFL, and that'll be yours here again 20 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. A reminder, shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. You search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast, and be sure to also follow, rate, and review the podcast. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. So the owners' meetings are coming up next week in the NFL, and there's some rule change proposals. I mean, the hip drop tackle, the kickoff. There's, you know, some other stuff that's being thrown out there.
There's some other stuff being thrown out there.
So the hip drop tackle, apparently there's some pushback from the NFLPA because they're trying to outlaw the play. It seems like they were trying to go in that direction all year last year because it was started coming up more in conversation.
The hip drop.
And so the penalty would be 15 yards automatic first down if you do a hip drop tackle. We've seen players get injured by it. Is this something that is going to be like the modern day horse collar tackle that we've got to take out of the game, or how does this play out, do you think, next week?
Is it the horse collar tackle modern day? I mean, that got outlawed over the past how many years?
A couple years.
That was a long
It's been a little while. It's because I was ruined.
Long ass, but like LeVar was playing when it was legal. I think I played during the period of transition where it became legal to illegal.
There's a lot of new fans out there, so just want to make
speaking to all the kids who watch on Nickelodeon.
I can understand the terminology for horse collaring, like makes ton of sense. But now we're talking about basically tackling a guy, which is in a lot of cases maybe the only way you can get the guy to the ground. Now we've labeled it hip drop tackles. The point of the game is to get the ball carrier to the ground, Now, for some people, the point of the game may be to score touchdowns. I get that. But for someone of my ilk, it's to get dudes to the ground and get them to the ground as quickly as possible and get back to the huddle and get the play for the next play that's up. So at some point, where do we draw the line and say, one, either we don't want as much defense and we're just going to let you guys know that we're putting in a whole bunch of rules of competition that says you guys are necessary and you're needed to be out here on the field, but your role is truly insignificant to what it is that we need to produce for our viewing audience. And so these are the rules. Or man up and say, this is a full contact sport. You don't see people in boxing or the UFC and MMA going out of their way to try to figure out things that should be outlawed or banned from the industry that they're in.
That's a good point. Jonas, has there been any evolution in UFC as far as what's been outlawed?
Yeah, I mean, well, in different organizations as well. Like, so early on UFC, you could punch guys in the nuts. Like,
no
it was
way.
Yeah, like you could hit guys in the nuts. There's a
really?
Famous fight. I think it was a guy named Chemo who was punching some dude in the balls. So they like you could do that. There was no gloves. Okay. It was barefisted.
Well, they're still
they used to, but you've got the gloves that they put on now, but it and they used
no,
to be
they're no, still bare knuckles fighting.
Yeah,
like,
there
that's
is,
still,
it,
they're still
well, they've got wraps.
Professional.
They wrap their hands
yeah.
at least.
You but
know,
it's still
so it's
bare
skin
knuckle.
Skin. But
yeah.
there's also a thing called soccer kicks, where back in the day, if an opponent was down on his knee and had his hands down, you could soccer kick him in the face, and they outlawed that. You can't do 12 to 6 strikes with your elbow to where you go from 12 o'clock down to 6 when you're in a mounted position because they feel like that's too violent. But you can do it if you go, say, you know, 9-3 or something like that. It just
okay, like 10-2. Like
yeah, yeah, like yeah, like you're taking your driver's yeah. test. You know,
gotcha.
So there's some things they look at that are illegal. But then you realize, well, like if that's the case, why do you allow elbows at all?
At
why
all.
Do you?
Right.
It just some
right.
of that doesn't add up.
Yeah, maybe just a forearm shiver.
The answer right. to question: no, there are no real evolutionary deals that have
get
taken
a VAR?
Place. No,
tell
the answer is no.
Say how you feel, man. Stand on it.
No, the answer is no. I mean,
stand on that business.
I'm stand on it.
Stand
it doesn't.
On
at
it.
Some point, you either got to say we want more touchdowns, and defenders have to accept that you're not as significant and be okay with it, or allow them to play. Like at some point, just allow
so
guys
you,
to go out there
and
play.
You think this is about defense? You think this is about?
I think it's about offense.
It's a battle of offense and defense. Is what you're saying.
It's a battle of good and evil, and the good is being
it's defense.
Defense.
They're being taken advantage of, and they're being diminished and minimized. Yeah, that might right. be why Aaron Donald decided to retire.
You know what? I'm with LeVar.
Yeah, he had a hip drop tackles yeah. going on. By the way, Doyer's down 9-4, so they're coming back a little bit.
No, look again. Look again.
9-6.
Oh, now 9-6.
There we go. That's right.
Yeah.
So this is my page just updated. What's interesting about this topic is the NFLPA is not in favor of this rule change. The NFLPA traditionally is always advocating for the player's best interest in regards to health and safety. This has been a subject that they're not asking the owners to outlaw this tackle. What does that tell you? Yeah. Clearly they see it from both sides, and they understand the importance of, to your point, LeVar, maintaining a defender's ability to be able to make a tackle on that. These are not intentional. This is I've said it before and I'll say it again. This is a byproduct of how we're teaching kids to tackle nowadays. When you teach the rugby style tackle, this is the cause and effect. Because if you take an angle where you don't get your head across in front and it ends up being behind, of course, you're going to kind of wrap. You don't have
drop.
The chance to roll anymore. You've got to drop.
You've got to drop.
Yeah, just what you said.
Yeah.
So this is a cause and effect. due to the way and technique that the NFL has been trying to teach tackling, this rugby-style tackling. And I will go back to this. Rugby-style tackling in football is not the same. It'll never be the same because we have helmets. Rugby players tackle how they tackle because they don't have any protection over their face or their head. Football players do. They're all concerned about the spinal alignment, and I'll continue to pound the pavement saying this. And I don't care what data they throw at me because I've watched too many tackles where guys get stingers, guys end up having neck injuries or getting knocked out. It's because they're putting their head to the side instead of putting their head, keeping their eyes up, seeing what they hit in a stronger spinal position when they're making contact. I feel like nowadays more than ever we see hits and you're like, that wasn't even that bad, but it was a glancing blow. And when we see a glancing blow, it's because it's coming from the side. The guy's got his head turned. That's when you get concussions. Shots to the side and back of the head. So this to me is a cause and effect of how we're teaching tackling to avoid concussions that has now led to defensive players trying to implement that technique. But when they don't take a great angle, or as the game spreads out and players play in space, they're now forced to be able to tackle better, you know, in space. And a lot of that times you're just trying to get the guy down, to LeVar's point. So to me, this is it's most interesting that the NFLPA, if this was such a big issue for players, would be advocating on their behalf, and this would be case closed, done deal, rule change. It's not from that standpoint.
LeVar, can I ask you, because obviously your son is still playing high school ball, are the fundamentals also down at the high school level? Like, are more players doing the hip drop tackle there as well, too? Like, to where now they're not learning the proper way to tackle, as Brady laid out? Or is that something that just happens at the higher level?
It's not that that's improper. It's the way they're teaching it now. Like, that's not, I don't want to confuse this. The way we were taught was, I'm going to have my head up and I'm going to drive through the middle of you using my face mask, but my chest as I drive through, right? Like, I'm going to try to stick you. And correct me if I'm wrong, LeVar, because this is your expertise, not mine. But I played defense, obviously, to a period of time, and it's changed over time. Because I remember sitting in Seattle where we had one of the greatest rugby players ever come in and talk about it. We watched the tape on him. We went out in the field and they went over the drills, and I'm watching it going, okay, I get that. I understand what you're trying to do, but you're trying to take the head out of football, and we have protective gear on for this. So clearly there's going to be a byproduct. No different than when we're like, hey, we can't hit a defenseless player high because we want to eliminate concussions, eliminate head injuries. That's the big concern for football and its longevity. So what do? Now guys go low. Now guys tear their ACL. Now guys have all sorts of hits to the lower body that causes injury. There's always going to be a cause and effect to these changes.
There is no perfect scenario for tackling. Tackling is improvisation, adapting and adjusting at its finest every single time you have to do it. It's not a routine thing. And that's why I think it's one of the most underappreciated aspects of the game, if you ask me. I've been a part of all kinds of different, you know, arms, you know, boards or whatever, drawn up programs for tackling and fundamentals. Listen, the bottom line is there are certain aiming points that you have. And you're 100% correct. If you're getting hit on the side of your head or the back of your head, you're most likely going to get concussed. That's why when people say, you know, bite the ball or, you know, get your head across the bowel of their body and then, you know, wrap and drive, it's incorrect. And in fact, you're supposed to intentionally, when you say see your work, like hit through with your eyes, you're not even really supposed to hit them through the center of the body.
Is that how you were taught?
No, I was taught to get my chest, which I thought was the smartest thing ever. And I found to be the most effective way to make tackles is your face, your eyes take you to where your chest ultimately is supposed to replace.
Right. And you drive those hips almost like a hang clean, right, or something?
You tackle the second or third person. You don't tackle the first person. If you're driving your eyes through the first person, then your chest makes contact with the second and third, if that makes sense. So, in other words, the actual person is the first person. But you're supposed to drive your feet.
There. I was good until that moment.
Okay, so
you're talking about like the guys behind the person you're tackling?
So, in other words, you're supposed to see your target, but you drive through your target. So if you make contact with the first target with your eyes, you saw what you're hitting, you drive through that. You don't. A lot of times, the biggest mistake a person will make in tackling is they stop on contact. So you have to convince somebody, instead of stopping on contact, they're supposed to go through the contact. So you slow down, you change the speed of your feet. Your feet become more shorter steps, choppier steps, but you're supposed to drive through. You don't stop. Most people fall off of tackles because they stop their feet upon contact. So you drive through the first person and make contact. My dad told me hit the third person. So in other words, I was literally running through you. I was driving through the ball carrier and my execution of the tackle. So anyways, the contact points are the shoulders. It's the front part of the shoulder. It's the top part of the shoulder. It's all there's three points, right? Front part, back part, side part, on top, four parts. And the hip. And anytime you deviate from those places, because the ultimate balance zone is your shoulders. But the point is that there's no perfect scenario. A guy could be faster than you. A guy could he could be shiftier than you. You're just making the variables of what a ball carrier has to do way more. It's just way more difficult to be able to be a defender in the game when you're taking out every way that a person is supposed to try to get a guy down. It's just too many. You're creating what has to be considered or perceived a perfect scenario to be able to make a tackle.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And coming up next here, yes, we celebrate one of the greatest of all times in a very special way. And it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, a little over 10 minutes from now, somebody finally getting a little bit of respect. A little bit of respect after a lot of shade, a lot of slander that's been thrown around. One of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, finally getting some respect. We'll tell you who that is coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now. A reminder that if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. And now it is time for the Express Pros Pro of the Week, and this is appropriate, speaking of one of the greatest of all time, and the Pro of the Week goes to now-retired Aaron Donald, who talked about his reasoning behind walking away from the game after a decade.
10 years, 10 Pro Bowls, 8 All-Pros, 3 Defensive Player of the Years.
And Rookie Defensive Player of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. 2 NFC championships, 3 NFC West championships. I went to 2 Super Bowls, won one, lost one. I'm complete. I'm full. I think the passion to play the game is no longer there for me. I will always love football, but to think about going through another camp and another 17 season, I just don't got the urge to want to push myself to do that no more. I'm burnt out. You know, if anything, the best way to say it, I'm full. I'm complete.
So that was Aaron Donald talking about the decision to retire recently via social media. So congratulations on his future Hall of Fame candidacy. He will be a Hall of Fame inductee coming up 5 years from now. First ballot, no doubt about it. Congratulations to Aaron Donald for being our Express Pros Pro of the Week. And that's it. Just seems like a guy who rattled off a bunch of credentials and said, yeah, we're good here. We'll just go ahead and pursue something else. He's got the money. He's got the creds. He's 32 years old, and now he can move on with the rest of his life and continue to pursue other interests. So that doesn't seem like anybody who's got the itch to maybe want to come back at some point.
No, that doesn't sound like it. I mean, it's easy this time of year, though, to not get that itch. I will say this. I mean, he's been incredibly successful, a first-ballot Hall of Famer. He's going to continue on to do great things. He's a smart, smart guy. I look at it and say this, though. At 32, usually around 30, you just start seeing life different. You know, a lot of players start having families. They start settling down, getting married, having kids. And how you see the game changes when you hit 30. It's not that surprising that owners and teams, when guys get to 30, they stop giving them as long of deals, unless you're an Aaron Donald, for example, and you're still playing at a really high level. For the most part, 30 tends to be that age where they kind of start shortening the deals and they're concerned about longevity and all those things. But I think there is a mental side of it where guys get to a point, they're like, man, I've been doing this my entire life and I want to see what else is out there. And that's real. And I think it's fair too.
I commend him for having the awareness, because, you know, the old school way of approaching playing the game was, you got to get me up out of this game kicking and screaming. Like, you play this game until they lock the door and do not allow you back on to the property, into the facility. You know, nowadays you see guys are just a lot more enlightened. They have a much better approach to how their careers are, and to know when to say when and not, you know, not push it to the ultimate end, the ultimate limit of what the situation is. I mean, I'm happy for him. And as a homie, as a former, you know, as a 412er, I mean, I'm proud of what he's done. I mean,
what a 412.
Yeah. He's in the upper echelons of the greatest to ever come out our area. So congrats on a brilliant career, man. And good luck on everything you're going
to
do.
Should he have gone to Penn State?
No, Pitt's fine.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh.